I'm Lucy Barkas, and this is the Leader X podcast. Hey there, it's Lucy Barkas, and I'm back to reflect on last week's podcast, and we were talking about partnering. So I'm really curious, what comes to mind when you think about partnering? I guess you can imagine two or more parties coming together for a common cause or purpose. Like Fred says in the podcast conversation, in sales, partnering absolutely seeks mutual benefits for both parties. They work together to find the best outcomes rather than somebody selling you something that you don't really want and they're not really listening to what your needs are. Now, think about a relationship, you know, a more personal, intimate relationship. You might think of two individuals coming together to create a new way of living or existing together. Again, a powerful relationship or partnership is grounded in a shared vision of the future, with shared values, shared expectations, and both members being allowed to be fulfilled and become more of themselves because of the union. Now, when I think of teamwork, I absolutely believe in partnership. It means that all members willingly join a group for mutual benefit, even if those individual benefits might be somewhat different. The willingness part of the statement means an emotional commitment, free will, and it means being engaged. And this really is the essence of high-performing teams. It's what I talk about all the time. It is the future of teams. So from a leadership approach, creating teams, whether formal or matrix-style teams, that feel like partnerships really is quite appealing. Well, it is to me anyway. Because for any partnership to work, there has to be an environment of mutual trust. There needs to be a commitment to shared goals and open communication amongst everybody involved. How often do you really create this environment before you commit to a partnership? Did you have those conversations before you decided to move in with your life partner? Do you continue to have those conversations with the team about shared goals and how you actually work together? As the leader, you must establish that working relationship amongst all of the team members based on that mutuality. I call this a team charter, which you can find on my website or in the LeaderX book. But, you know, you could even just have an initiation session to scope out the rules of engagement. I mean, how are we really going to achieve this goal? How are we going to work together? How do we sort out when things go wrong? Because without that agreement, team members won't willingly adopt the approaches. They won't own them or feel invested in them, that they aren't really partnering. They're just turning up and doing their job. So with the lead of the leader acting as more of a facilitator, I guess, teams design how they'll work together. They decide the roles and the responsibilities, the processes, who will make the decisions and how to handle that disagreements, which inevitably will happen. And we want them to happen because we want positive challenge and positive conflict that's going to move the decisions and, you know, forward and come to the best solution. We want all members to weigh into the design and to agree to work in this partnering approach. Work to create an atmosphere in which all parties are working in harmony towards mutual goals. Now, I know it might sound fanciful, but honestly, what's the alternative? We all have experienced that top-down management, that yell-tell-sell approach. We know what it's like to be told what the goal is and have it forced upon us. And we know how it is to be told how to behave, you know, what the values are around here. It doesn't work on kids. It's not going to work on adults unless it's ruled by power and fear, that is. And you know, that fear that, you know, I will lose my job. I'll get a bad pay review. I will be mocked or belittled or passed over for that promotion. You know, we've been living this style of leadership for years. And seriously, it doesn't inspire anyone's best work or best thinking. I hope we're giving you some light bulb moments, so don't forget to subscribe to the podcast and catch up with other guests, such as Tim Spiker, who talks all about the who, not what principle. And coming up, we've got other topics such as mental health, cream teas, and employee engagement. So stay subscribed, and hit that button. Partnership approaches to teamwork absolutely do, you know, it's the future, it's the way forward. So the partnership approach engages, it inspires, it creates that sense of belonging. Everything that we know increases performance. It's, you know, creates a sense of working on something greater than oneself, a feeling of competence, of support. You know, none of that politics and jealousy and ego getting in the way. It's all grounded in trust. So, you know, if the objective of partnering approach is teamwork, and at the essence, it's win-win, you know, mutual benefits, all members must meet, you know, their individual needs and the team's needs to be successful. So how will you as a leader achieve this? Well, here's a few hints and tips for you. So the first one is you need commitment to the partnering approach from top management. It needs to be a decision that this is how we're going to do things from now on. And the approach, you know, needs to be demonstrated from the top and extends into relationships with customers, suppliers, regulators. Everyone chooses to partner. And then you need trust, because trust is absolutely the foundation. It's built on, you know, those feelings of feeling safe, that members practice that humility and vulnerability. They say when they don't understand something, they speak up when something doesn't sit well with them. They apologize when they miss up or miss a deadline or overstep the mark. Members build professional relationships by becoming more personal, more humble, more vulnerable. And they prioritize open communication and, you know, they commit to sharing ideas and thoughts and to understand each party's risks and their goals. And then there needs to be an agreement. So, okay, for a supplier or customer agreement, you might need a contract that's developed by both parties. It's not just you sending your contract to somebody. It's agreed. You know, what are the specific mutual goals and objectives? And then you need to agree on how you're going to monitor and review that and what happens if there's a dispute. Now, this is exactly the same for any team members. So the rules of engagement or this team charter doesn't need to be this big legal document, but it is an agreement born from open discussions. It then filters through your organizational values and your behaviors, you know, through your recruitment, your onboarding, your performance management. And when members don't step up to their part of the agreement that they've willingly agreed and participated in, perhaps it's a behavior or a deadline, then they are held accountable, and not just by the leader, by their peers, by everybody involved in that team. And then finally, if things do go wrong, which inevitably they will, it needs open, honest feedback immediately. This is where the leader should really role model what good looks like. Not only holding themselves to a higher standard, but welcoming feedback from members. Because although they are the leader, they really are just another team member. They just have a very specific role. They need to be the first to call people out on poor behaviour or performance, but they need to be the first to accept it if it's coming the other way. And that feedback is given in kind, open and transparent ways. They treat people with respect by holding them accountable. They don't turn a blind eye. They simply name what isn't working and try to get everybody back on board with the goals and the objectives, with the results in mind. So I encourage you as a leader to go back to the basics, revisit your organisational or team charter. You can also do some team assessments, such as the five behaviours of a cohesive team. And then you get loads of rich data on what's really going on here now and where do you want to be. You can make that strategic choice to work together in a new, healthy, vibrant, engaging and high-performing way. So I challenge you. Think partnering. See the positive impact you can make. This will be a legacy worth pursuing. So that's it for this week. Don't forget, follow the LeaderX hashtag on your social media platforms. There's loads more content, loads more ideas coming up, so stay subscribed.